The Way of Zen by Alan Watts. Read by Sean Renett. To Tia, Mark, and Richard, who will understand it all the better for not being able to read it. Part 1. Background and History. Chapter 1. The Philosophy of the Tao. Zen Buddhism is a way and a view of life which does not belong to any of the formal categories of modern Western thought. It is not religion or philosophy. It is not a psychology or a type of science. It is an example of what is known in India and China as a way of liberation, and is similar in this respect to Taoism, Vedanta, and yoga. As will soon be obvious, a way of liberation can have no positive definition. It has to be suggested by saying what it is not, somewhat as a sculptor reveals an image by the act of removing pieces of stone from a block. Historically, Zen may be regarded as the fulfillment of long traditions of Indian and Chinese culture, though it is actually much more Chinese than Indian. And since the 12th century, it has rooted itself deeply and most creatively in the culture of Japan. As the fruition of these great cultures, and as a unique and particularly instructive example of a way of liberation, Zen is one of the most precious gifts of Asia to the world. The origins of Zen are as much Taoist as Buddhist, and because its flavor is so peculiarly Chinese, it may be best to begin by inquiring into its Chinese ancestry, illustrating, at the same time, what is meant by a way of liberation by the example of Taoism. Much of the difficulty and mystification which Zen presents to the Western student